you know, yesterday, how do y'all, how did the meeting go today, and how do y'all try to move on?
It was definitely a different meeting. We had to dig deep down inside, and we had to talk about things beyond the field and what led up to some explosive plays yesterday. Seattle was obviously the better team yesterday. They showed up, and they was aggressive from the first snap to the end, and they came to play some football, and we end up on the short side.
Mm-hmm. The Marshawn Lynch play, you had him sized up, and do you want to go lower on that, or how'd you look at that in retrospect?
On the sideline, I was using the sideline as my advantage because, you know, it was a short field right there.
Right.
So, watching the play, grab my face mask, and that's beyond my control as far as making that call. So, I don't take nothing back. I grabbed him. I had, great leverage, and I used it.
Hey, and how tough has the adjustment been for you with the new, rules where you can and can't hit and the crown and all that?
I can't control what they call on the field. I just continue to play football, run to the ball, and whatever happened. But at the same time, I hope the NFL look at it from a player standpoint and just know we out there playing ball. We don't try to, go after the defenseless players and try to play dirty. We just playing football.
You get to sit back and look at it. It looked like on the Tate hit, you had him lined up and you tried to go low.
And he brought his levers down.
Okay.
And that was out of my control, just playing football, running to the ball.
First half.
Are you expecting to hear from the league on that?
No doubt about it. Yeah, it was a flag, so I look forward to seeing, a letter about that. I deal with it when it happens. I look to appeal it as every other one, but I'm a player every week. So,
have the appeals? Have you had any of the appeals been heard yet? The New Orleans.
Deal with them at the end of the season. At the end of the season. And my agent been doing an excellent job of getting back to me, keeping me posted on it. And, they're working on that. So,
the first half, you guys held them to a bunch of field goals. It was close for a while until that double pass. Do you think emotionally, was there a letdown after that? Was that a hard situation after that?
No, you got to look back. We were still in the game. We was at that point, I can't remember how many scores down, but we were still in the game. Of course, it was a momentum killer, but, things like that happen in a ball game. And 9 times out of 10, I put, my safeties in the corners to make that play. I could have made some more plays, and we all talked about it. We all can be better players, and we all going to step up and make that play. And we're going to be more responsible from this point out, and I promise you that. We're going to turn it around. So,
William, I know some of these rules that are in the interest of the league says of player safety. But do you feel like it's unanimous, both sides of the ball, or do you think defense kind of gets left out there to dry on those calls?
I don't know. It's everybody. You see the same game that I'm playing. I'm sure you got your perspective, and I got mine. But just like yesterday, when he grabbed my face mask, I wish there was a flag, but I can't. I'm not the one throwing the flags. So you take your outlook on it. I got mine. It is what it is.